Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater Show. I'm your host, Reagan, aka the Man Hater, even though I don't hate men. And
hey, Reagan. Good morning.
As if we haven't been talking for hours.
We, plural.
Hour? Almost
hour and a half-er. And I am Chesco, Mr. Pick Me, who's already been picked. So, hoping to get picked for a prize, I guess. That's what I would like.
The prize is your lovely life, you fool.
An award of, can I talk, did I might have already talked about this online. So if I did, I apologize. But there was, you know, you get a plaque on YouTube for getting 100,000 followers.
Not personally, but yes.
But like, so that's, I most people just accept that's the one platform that does that, right? The other ones don't do that. Mm-hmm. But Facebook was sending out these like plaques to creators, like larger creators. And at first I saw a couple of people that were much bigger than me got it. And I was like, oh, I get it. That's cool. You know, maybe one day I'll get one. That was pretty awesome. And then I saw them sending it to like a bunch of other creators that were smaller than me. And I was like, what the hell?
Why not me?
Why? And I was, it's so stupid because it's dumb. It's just a stupid plaque, right? But it was like this cool little thing that I saw, and I'm so jealous of, I want it.
You're not going to get it.
I know. I think it's, as with everything, if you don't have a large, like, younger Gen Z following, not even older. Older Gen Z is a big part of my followers now. But it's like 25 and under. If you're not in if that's not who the base of your following is, then you're not getting play. They don't care about you.
Getting a plaque.
Platforms don't care.
When we went to that event and we were by far like the oldest people there, I was like, oh no.
That's not true. There was that guy that managed those other two creators.
The possibly predatory manager of yeah, the very, two young women.
Very awkward situation. We don't need to get into that.
But that was the only guy older than us.
It was. I think he was the only guy older than me. So I think there were some people in there around your
age. They're probably my age, yeah.
Yeah. I was the old man there, right?
We went to the bar when they were like, come to the bar for drinks. Like, yeah. So we went there, all children. Like, yeah. All, not actually, but like 21.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah. I just remember looking at you and going, I'm not talking to them. Yeah.
People where they actually did need to check their ID to confirm that they're old enough. And where they were excited to be like
prove their age. Yeah.
Look at this bar hop. Barkeep.
Bar hop?
I don't know. I don't even know what a bar hop is. So that was fun.
It was fun. It was a good time. But yeah, I did notice that it was skewing.
In general,
younger.
They always. Well, I all right, another. It is a weird. It's. I don't feel bad. Don't feel bad for me or us. I guess
I in don't. This instance.
Yes. But there was like, so for VidCon is another big like experience here in SoCal. And for years, I liked going. It was fun, like hanging out with other people that I've only known online. And for years, I was like, "Oh, what, next year, I'll be big enough that they'll invite me to be like a featured creator." No, then I was like, "All right, next year I'll be big enough." And this is I've been going for 5 years now, and I was like, "Next year and this year, I actually am way bigger than a lot of the featured creators that they have there." And they still basically told my manager, they were like, yeah, we don't want him.
What year was he born?
He's in, oh, in the 80s, in the early 80s. Oh.
Is he alive?
Is he, you want us to invite an old man, but he's not old.
Wheel him
like,
out?
Old enough to be like a cute old man making content. He's just like,
oh, so yeah. He's a grandpa who makes videos.
Yeah, he's like, you know, that would be fun. So you're saying he's just like a man. So truly, 44-year-old men are the most depressed group in America.
Oh my God. I would like to retract my man. I am a man hater in this current moment. I do hate a man right now.
It is because I've had conversations about, like, don't you all feel bad for me? When are guys like me gonna get their acclaim, right? When are guys that look like me gonna get some credit for once?
Do you remember when you, this might have been last episode, but you're like, yeah, I don't think height's a thing. It's like, said the 6'5" man. Mm.
I didn't bring it up this time. Just putting it out there. Anywho, yeah,
I did.
I just wanted everyone to know how hard it is to be.
He named. Has not been named a special creator, and he has no Facebook plaque.
Nothing. So those are two examples. And like, when you think about the worst atrocities in the world right now, I think not getting a plaque from Facebook and not being invited as a feature creator at VidCon, those feel pretty high up there. Maybe not in the top 10%, but
I'm going to do a 3-part series on this. The people need to know.
What are we going to talk about today, Reagan?
Oh, don't turn it on me. What are we talking about?
I think we're going to talk a little bit about two things. Maybe. We always say that, and then we do one, and then we never get to it. First, you know what? Let's just intro the first one, and if we get to the second one, it happens. We're going to talk a little bit about guys who have problems asking for feedback. Theme song.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
So grab your popcorn, thank me later. Don't want to miss it.
That was a much tamer way of introducing it than I expected.
Yeah. What did you want to say? Guys who think their peepees are magical and will hear nothing to the other, nothing to the opposition.
I don't want to hear that either, to be fair.
Yeah. So I thought I was doing you a favor by.
Well, I didn't realize what the other option was.
Considering what we talked about on our pre-show this week, I thought we were going to go a little more tame.
Okay, so the caption of this is getting called a selfish lover, which seems so dramatic, but okay.
Have you ever asked whether sex was okay?
Nope. Oh my God.
Nope.
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah.
With your current missus?
No, not verbiage. My current
missus, no. I got called a selfish lover at one point.
Oh, my God.
I didn't understand what it meant.
So we asked how it was?
No, yeah. No, I didn't ask.
You have no. Don't fucking try and act coy in front of the boys. No. You silly.
No, oh, you fucking God. Specifically said to me it was bad because I knew I didn't do well, so I asked her, like, what was wrong.
I got called the smiler once.
That makes sense.
I was so happy with myself that she looked up and I was just smiling down at her.
That's scary.
Oh, yeah. And I found out that my nickname was the smiler.
In the group chat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
I genuinely think this video is funny. Like, this is not one of those videos where, like, these motherfuckers. This is a, I like actually laughed out loud when he said he was the group chat. He was referred to as a smiler.
The girl called him the smiler.
I know. The
Can
visual.
You and it's like, it's not even that he's saying he's smiling because he was happy, which I get. He's smiling because he's pleased with himself. Yikes. That's horrible imagery. That's like the Joker. Yeah. Like, oh yeah. My God. Oh boy. Where to begin?
I think there's some important information here that I think that says a lot about guys in general. I think,
yeah.
So it's the first question. At first I was like, what is he asking? I was like, are you asking if you ever like ask for consent? And they like,
yes, that is what it's, yeah.
They come up and they are, oh, no, he's asking, have you ever asked for feedback, like on how you were? And also, first off, kudos to him for realizing it didn't go as planned. I mean, I think that's some really good self-awareness there. But I do think the fact that this is, and you could tell when he brings it up, he's like, oh no, I broke a rule. I'm not, so, this is bad. You guys are all judging me right now. And then the other guy's like, you admit, no, you can't go back. You admit it. As if it's like the worst thing in the world. Now, I do think there's a way to do it. You don't just say, could I have some notes? Can we, you know?
How was that? 1 to 10.
How was that? What specifically? Let's break this down. Like, I think there's ways to have this conversation. I'm not going to give advice on how to have this conversation, but like, it's, I don't think that's, I think that takes our show to a whole different place. But I do think it's, it says a lot about the fact that it's a joke about a guy wanting to improve.
Right.
That it's so absurd about wanting to be better for your partner. Now, and I will, full disclosure, I'm approaching this conversation as someone who has said before that I am aggressively average in all areas. so I don't know. Maybe if I had a technique, or if like I had like, I wouldn't have to rely. Maybe I wouldn't think about that as much. But like, as once again, know your limits, self-awareness. I don't think it's that.
Aggressively average is such a funny way of describing
it. I don't think, my perspective has always been, you don't have to be the best for everyone. You just have to figure out how to be the best for one person, right? And I think that's a noble goal, right?
If you're monogamous with one person, yes.
For, in a monogamous relationship, right? Like, yes. there's sure. like,
of course.
And there's very few facets of life where that is the case. But I do think in this one specific area, if you're unwilling to hear feedback, you're also probably unaware of what's actually happening with your partner, right?
Probably bad.
You're probably bad. I don't know how to tell you this. This is going to seem like a non sequitur. I've already been talking a lot because this is, I don't like talking about it, so I get nervous and chatter. I want to use an analogy here. So I coached speech and debate for 20 years. Right. And not to brag, I think I was pretty good. I coached 27 national champions.
Your awards behind
I
you.
Have those behind. Those are all speech and debate awards up there as a coach. Right. I was good as a competitor. I was fine as a competitor. I was above average as a coach. So I've done well throughout the years. Every year you'd have a couple people that would walk in and just be oozing talent, right? They have that, the vibe, the energy, the presence. And then you'd have other people that were just like, I'm just happy to be here, right? This is exciting. I want to learn, right? Every year, I don't think I ever had a student that was like the confident, cocky, like amazing. Like they would win early in the year. Like they would do well, but that ended up winning a national championship, right? It was the students that won, the students that actually got those trophies, that did well nationally, that did better as everybody else was improving, were the ones that could take a fucking note, right? And I think that is a universal advice. It was the ones I've said it before. I would rather have 10 times out of 10, the middle talented student, even below average student, that was willing to listen and willing to apply the feedback and learn it and apply it to what they were doing, versus the really talented student that was like, I'm fine, I got this, right? And occasionally you'll have these next generational talents that just are great. Most of them, though, as the season will go on, their talent would only get them so far, right? Because they didn't know how to adapt to their judges. They didn't know how to adapt to these audiences versus the students that were taking feedback, kept on improving, kept getting better, and eventually they knew how to work for every situation. All I'm saying is I think that's an apt metaphor for all, not just the bedroom, but for all areas of life, right? You have to learn to take the fucking note. If you're going to do theater, take the fucking note, right? If you're going to do, if you're an athlete, take the note, I'm sure like there's amazing athletes out there. If they can't take coaching, they're never going to reach that next level. And I don't see why the bedroom should be any different than this.
I think it really highlights like the misconception, and we've talked about this before, that like there's a move for every woman, or like every woman likes a certain thing. So if you just if you just have like the right move that you do every time, she's going to, what is it? Like 70% of the time, she'll be happy every time. Right. It's like, no, that's not how it works. Everybody's interests are different, their likes, their bodies. Like, I don't think it could be deemed anything other than completely egotistical to just think, well, the thing that I do is the best thing. Like it, let me, okay, I'll tell a story that'll be related once I'm done with the story.
Is it a speech and debate one?
No, unfortunately, no. It has to do with tire popping. So I just watched a video where this guy was really pissed and was talking about the fact that his tire popped technically his girlfriend's tire popped and they went out to change it. He didn't know how to change a tire. Does not know how to change a tire. And so she calls AAA. Well, a guy pulls up and is like, hey, I could help you. And he's like, no, you will not help us. And the girlfriend's like, actually, would you mind? Mm-hmm. And he's so mad at her. And he's like, that's so insulting to me, even though he can't do it. He can't do it. And so he tells the guy to leave and they sit there for 45 minutes, even though that guy could have helped him. And he says, I don't regret my choice. And to me, it's like, so it's more important to look like you could do the right thing than to get the right thing done. And that's how I feel about this, where it's like in your own head, you would rather just think I'm the best than get feedback, because what you've done doesn't change. Like what you're doing does not change regardless of feedback or not. The only thing that changes is your perception of yourself and how well you do with this woman. And so you would rather do worse with her and have a positive perception. And that's so crazy to me. Like, that's what's selfish. We want to talk about selfish lovers. Like, that is selfish. And so many men are like that, where they're like, no, dude, I'm not going to demean myself by asking her what she likes. It's like, what are you in this for? Like, what are you doing? Right. What are you doing?
You do hear, like, this is a more lighthearted one, but you've seen other these more manosphere type, because I don't think these guys are part of the manosphere. I don't want to apply something to this, because I think this felt more comedy, more funny, kind of stuff. But you've seen people discussing about like how there's literally been videos I've responded to where they're like, her pleasure is secondary. I don't care if she, and it's you could tell it's like such a cope mechanism. Like, I don't care. I don't even care if she gets off. I don't
give a ding about it.
I'm the only one.
I'm the quickest. Matters.
Yeah. I won.
Five minutes, I won.
But like, it's the same guys, I guarantee you, also would be like, oh no, she always finishes. Right? They'd be like, no, I don't need to ask for advice because it's great every single time. I can tell. No, you can't.
I don't know technically what that means, but I'm sure of it. Yeah, it's so weird. Like, I don't know what it is other than misogyny, honestly, but it's like there's no other world in which you wouldn't be getting feedback. Like, if you're a baker, you would want feedback from the people that you're supposedly pleasing. Like, allegedly, like, I don't know any other definition of like what makes like a good like lover other than like being able to please your partner, right? I hate that I said that, but that's fine. But like you're not willing to even ask if that's the case. So it's like you think you're some like Don Juan or whatever, but like you don't even know if she had a good time other than maybe she's performing.
Oh no, she had a good time. I did my move. That I learned from pornography.
Because, those ladies are always having a blast.
Hey, she absolutely loves it when I do this weird thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, it's so weird to define themselves as that without ever having anyone tell them. So it's like, I wonder, what is the definition then? If it's not that your partner, but then again, how many times are they like, yeah, what is that? And they're just like, great. Great. See you never. Bye.
There was a video, I guess, warning, this is going to be mildly graphic, I guess, but there was a video of a guy that was asking once. He was like, I don't know if it was an advice line. I remember seeing this somewhere where he was like, does anybody else think it's weird, like, that your partner masturbates after we fit? Like, it was a guy asking this every single time you're done. Like she wants to come again afterwards, isn't it? Like, and the comment section obviously was everyone picked up on. They were like, "Oh, bubba."
I regret to inform you,
it's not a second time she's going for it. This is
round one.
He was like, "That's weird, though." Like, it's like every single time she's like, she's just so turned on by how good it went.
I can't. She's like, "Yeah."
She's like, "Yeah, no, it's just you're just so hot that I just need it again. I need it a second time.
Unrelated, you don't mind if I
just." Just you stay over there. I'm just going to close my eyes.
You mind if I put something on? Put something on the TV? Like,
yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? Do you remember when Ben Shapiro, when WAP came out?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, that's disgusting. Why would it be wet?
My wife told me that's a disorder. My doctor wife told me.
She's like, oh my God, I'm about to be outed by this. Oh my God. I was just like, tell us without telling us. Not that we needed to, Ben, I could have guessed, but oh my word.
I know. I also know, and this is where the what I think the argument falls apart for so many guys is they just accept. They're like, no, you hear it all the time. A lot of women cannot finish from sex, right? And there's two sides of this that are so problematic. One, they're just like, it's not my fault. it's her body. Women's bodies. She just can't do it. I don't know what to say. And it's never like, okay, so what else can you do then to
ask a question,
to actually figure out feedback. Yeah. But also then I know, like, you know, I've had plenty of friends that are lesbians over the years that will admit that they thought they couldn't sex. And then they get with a woman and they're like, no, it's literally every time, or like almost every time, finishing. And it's like, that means it was not, and they for all their life.
What is it?
There has to be something, but they've been blaming themselves because society does tell women, no, that's your fault,
right,
for not finishing, because it's your bodies, your are so fucking like difficult to understand.
What is this jigsaw? What is this?
Somehow
Rubik's cube. When you
get an attentive lover that is not a man, it somehow works out. It's weird that you had this. It's like you're at a cocoon, a morphogenesis moment of turning into someone who could experience pleasure.
This is a conspiracy theory. So many men don't like women's bodies. Like, I think it's gotten to the point of like hating women has gotten to the point where they're like, yucky. Like, every time I hear a straight man say that, I go, what?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you want?
What do you mean?
You're like, yeah, but I don't like that part. It's like DJ Khaled who said, he was like, I'll never go down on my wife. You're like, what does you think that says about you? It's not positive, my friend. Like, that makes you seem selfish. But so many men will be like that. And you're like, so you don't like women. I don't know what you like, but it's not women. Clearly, if you hate their anatomy even. Mm-hmm.
I remember, and this is, I don't know if this is embarrassing to admit, but like, I remember when I was a younger man, like Googling how to do it correctly. Like that aspect. Without getting too detailed.
Literally
reading guides about like ways to do it, like from written by women even. Like, I'm like, okay. Like trying, because I knew
back in the dark ages.
Like, I knew I wasn't good. Yeah, I knew I wasn't good. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, the hell I was doing. I got started late in life, I was like, all right, well, I don't want to be terrible. I'd like to at least not be like embarrassingly bad. Like, I could accept being below average, but I didn't want to be like, if you handed like an alien a tool and they'd be like, what is this human tool you have here? I didn't want to look like a freaking, like I was visiting another planet.
Confused and scared.
Yeah, it's like I'm visiting a new location to a country I've lived in before. I'm not going to outer space. I'm trying everything I can not to say anything too specific.
I feel like they just outwardly hate it. Like,
but a little shame I guess. Is what I'm saying. Sorry, just to finish that thought. Like feeling it's okay to like be insecure. I think in some, because it can lead to positive outcomes. Like I think
I also think like they frame it as insecure. I don't think that's truly the case. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's also like caring about your partner, because like they frame it like, if you're really confident, you wouldn't even think about that. And you're like, no, that's actually not true. If you care about again, every woman is different. If you're not asking and you're not reading them well, which I doubt these men are reading these women well, like then you don't know. You're solely going based off your own assumptions. And so like, if you're not seeing what they, especially if they're not trying different things and seeing how that goes, like that has nothing to do with confidence. It has to do with like being a good partner. Like you should care if your partner is having a good experience. If you're only caring about your own experience, Mm-hmm. That doesn't make you confident. That makes you an asshole. Right. So I don't know how to tell you this. But then the weirdest thing is they don't even care. Like they're mm-hmm. I'm worried about it. They're like, yeah, and that is it.
They will also, it's also a common theme. You'll be like, they find a way to blame women for this. Like, well, then she shouldn't fake it. You know, why is she doing that then? You know, you've seen those conversations where like, well, that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're going to fake it, then how am I going to know?
Why does she have to?
Yeah, why does she feel the need to fake it, first off? Mm-hmm. Second, I think you're right. I think it leads to a bigger discussion about your relationship, right? If you cannot be honest about the most intimate act that you're
right.
doing with your partner, then you're probably not being honest about other aspects of your relationship too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you don't care about that aspect, you probably don't care about other things. Mm-hmm. Like if you can't be like, it's so insane to think you are such a Casanova that you can just any woman immediately, you know exactly what mm-hmm. they like. Like it's just not the way that it works. Like,
no, you don't understand. My last girlfriend screamed from this. She was like, that's the best I've ever felt. Ever in any situation, you are the best.
I've literally talked to a guy who like said that was like so confident himself, and then like because of like volume or whatever, and then talked to her later, and her be like, "Oh no, yeah, I just faked that. Yeah. I just am like tired. I'm like whatever."
Oh, I just had a thought too, and I do wonder if this because I've mostly female friends growing up, a lot of my close friends, and when you're, you know, especially when you're younger, you're very open with talking about sort of things.
Oh,
and I knew how many women I was friends with that were not having a good time in the bedroom. So I'm wondering, I actually think that that just clicked in my head. That's probably why I was so fucking nervous about it. I'm like, that's all they talk about is how bad all the guys
They're so bad out here.
Like every single guy is bad. What is happening? Why aren't we aware of this? This is a pandemic.
Well, I mean, if you think back to that, it's like I feel like men were taught to just get as much action as they could, and like girls from an early age are taught to perform. Like they're like you should be sexy. You should be this. You should look this way. You should make men feel this way about themselves. Like I feel like we teach so early that women should be completely performative, and like it gets to the point that they're not even enjoying themselves because. And the other thing that I think is huge is like women are supposed to be so aware of their bodies. Mm-hmm. So like, while I haven't noticed the same for men, I'm not saying men aren't self-conscious, but like, I don't feel like they critique how they look as much in the situation.
I don't know. We just heard about the smiler.
He got critiqued.
No, I didn't
critique himself.
No, but you're absolutely right. Like there's no guy that is worried their O face is unattractive, right? That is thinking about that situation. They are mainly focused on like, finishing the job or doing the performance of like whatever they think is the good way to do sex. Right.
There's so much women are constantly thinking about that I feel like men don't think or aren't taught to societally to think about as much. Mm-hmm. That it's just like if people could just like feel comfortable, like it would make such a difference. Like you should be able to ask your partner both ways. What do you like? What don't you like? Just like you would in any other situation. Did you like this meal I made? Like how what do you think about that? Do you like my outfit?
Part of it is I think stems from yet another damaging aspect of the purity culture aspect of our society too, where people can't like, oh no, that is not spoken about publicly. It's also apparently not spoken about privately. Right?
Privately.
You cannot, this is bad. This is dirty. This is evil.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me anything about it. Cause if we talk about it, that is crossing some boundary that we are not supposed to discuss. We can talk about food. We can talk about, sports and right. we can talk about the news. That's it.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like men give women feedback a lot. I don't know.
I don't know. I think for most guys are pretty happy with just the fact that it's happening. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's just like, I just happen to be there. Like I'm, thank you for inviting me to this show.
Well, it's bizarre though, because on the one hand they're happy to be there, but they also don't give any cares about the other person. So it's
they're
like
happy. They're happy that they
they're are there and receiving something.
Yeah.
But then it's like, do you even see the other person as a person at that point? Like, if you don't care about their wants, needs, and desires in that moment, like, what are they to you in that moment?
It might also be like the, I mean, it not might, it probably also stems with the whole, all like, looking at all women as the same person.
Right? Like, the fungibility, you know, like, of women.
That's too much effort to actually think that I might have to treat this woman different than a previous woman I'd been with. I did the work once, finished. Right? I did the work once by not asking any questions and watching a lot of pornography. And now I think I'm ready to go forever. For everyone.
I'm good now. And everyone's the same. Yeah, I...
And I never know otherwise because I don't want to hear any feedback. And if you talk about it, I'm going to be upset at you.
Okay, we can get to our second video.
We actually, yeah, I think both of us are done with this topic.
We're like, this is as far as we can go without going further.
I need to add a not safe for work tag onto this episode.
We did a pretty good job, I think.
Yeah. We talked about speech and debate.
And tires. Okay.
And being a cunning linguist.
Oh my God. You can't say that on here. We just went explicit. Okay. So this is... it was like Man on the Street, except Man on the Beach. Mm-hmm. So it was Man on the Beach. And there's these like two, I would say younger in their 20s girls. And then this big, like kind of like beefcake dude who is talking to them, although he is not the interviewer. I don't know who was doing the interviewing. And it should have been a simple question about what type of men they like. And it goes so horribly wrong so quickly. And I would love to talk about it. So let's watch this. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah?
Bodybuilders? Yeah. I like skinny, scrawny guys.
How about multimillionaires? How about 8 inches and thick? Oh, yes. How about talented? How about loving and respectful? I lost my wife 10 weeks ago. 21 years faithful. My daughter committed suicide 3 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
13. She was faster than me at 12. And I run a 6-minute mile. My testimony, I'm nothing but pure, and I ask you if you want to be in the YouTube channel. And you like scrawny guys.
I know, he trauma dump on us like that. Damn.
1,000% he did just trauma dump on her.
What the fuck just happened right there?
I know. He literally, this is all because he's a beefcake, and she said, I like scrawny guys. And he just goes off on this tangent about how he lost his wife. And then whatever, 20-some years faithful, lost his daughter. But that was right after he talked about his wiener.
That was really traumatic. I know, that's a weird line of things to just throw out there. I feel like it's like when someone hurts your feelings as a kid and you're like, well, you're not invited to my birthday party because we were going to give out toys and cake to everybody. And also this really hurt my feelings. And also my mom and dad just got divorced.
Yes. Yes.
I feel bad.
And he's got to have at least 10 to 15 years on her, if not 20. And it's like, because this random little 20-year-old did not say she likes muscular men. And he's like big old beefcakey. Mm. You think you have the right to just go on this tangent? I'm like, I've had so many. I can't tell you how many men have trauma dumped on me. Yeah. In like, again, I'm not talking about we were having a conversation and it got emotional and they were telling me about their life. Like, there's so many situations where I willfully and willingly enter into deep convos with men. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, this shit where they're just like, and they just unload because, like, clearly this dude is totally repressed. And then the second the doors opened, like, well, you hurt my feelings. It's like,
I just don't understand why women feel the need to lie.
What could go wrong in an exchange?
What could go wrong in a situation? It's like, and then guys are like, well, just be honest. Just at least be honest with me. They were fucking honest. She said, I'm sorry. I like scrawny guys. I'm sorry, dude. It wasn't even an insult. I'm a human being who is, and then, but if the exact same thing were to happen, they would, what, I can't have preferences? fucking guy can't have preferences?
I still can't get over it. The second girl's like, oh, I didn't know he was going to trauma dump on us.
Yeah,
but, I know, but I'm like, he's mad because she didn't want to do whatever YouTube interview. But like, also like, I think it's so unhinged to go from your package to your, I don't know if the wife's dead, alive, divorced, and then the daughter he has lost, like, what on what planet is that acceptable way to speak to someone?
It was money, then cock, then wife.
In that order.
Then child. It's, I mean, I think that's how a lot of guys would rank their own lives if they were like ranking the things in their lives that they care about.
Checklist. Yeah, I like, it, you know what reminds me? It reminds me of comment sections. I've had so many comment sections where a guy disagrees on like a different point entirely.
Right.
And then either gets into it with me or gets into it with one of my followers. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do this exact shit where he will unload any trauma he's ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whoa, where's that coming? Like unrelated to the topic, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, where's this coming from? And then like if the women in my comment section, which I don't respond at that point because I know what's going on, but if the women don't respond in the way that they like, they're like, see, women don't care. And it's like, no, that was not an appropriate exchange. Right. Oh, in what world is that appropriate? It's like to unload in that way to people who aren't consenting to be your therapist in that moment. Oh.
There was a guy, because they also like they only understand what is attractive to other men, right? Like there's this whole like they're all like, well, the other guys in the podcast told me that this is, and so like they frame their answer. One guy came in my and I could tell I got him really mad because he went off on this huge like he wrote an essay after this, but he
classic.
Said something, well, because he was like, all right, I'm like, I'm gonna listen to this fat poor guy making content online about me.
Oh my god.
And I was like, and I just responded, I was like, does it like feel weird that a fat poor guy is like happily married and I wrote something like that. I was like, does that feel bad to you?
Yeah,
knowing that this fat, like, I just use this, like, yeah, I still managed it. What does that say about you, bud?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, first off, blah, 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 and he was like, I'm single because I choose. I could be married right now if I wanted to be married. And it was,
I could have a harem if I wanted to.
If I wanted to. That is, this says nothing about you. It just says how somebody was willing to settle for someone that was blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, okay. I apparently got you. I didn't know this was going to, I'm very satisfied with the reaction it's gotten because that was exactly what I was hoping for, but it did not know that was going to hit that hard on you because he was like, you said the exact thing that I was thinking.
You bastard.
I should have the wife and kids and career, right? But no, here I am stuck and lonely, but look at me.
I'm stuck and lonely.
I have a six pack.
That's, you know what? That's another thing that pisses me off about these damn red pill dating coach bros, whatever, is that they use the standard of men, of what men find attractive, or like what the traditional masculinity, right? Mm-hmm. They say that that's how women rate men, which is untrue. And then when men hit whatever version of a man that other men would validate, but a woman is not interested, then they get so angry. I think that's half the time why these men get so mad, because it's like, I've worked so hard. And you're like, I don't know who told you to do that.
I'm sorry, but that sucks. I also would be sad if that happened.
If I hadn't had a carb in 3 years and I had no girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's,
I'm shitting my pants because my entire diet is meat and coffee.
Like Liver King.
Yeah. like you're telling me I've been shitting myself daily.
It's the skin marks.
That's where it comes from.
It's the meat diet.
I do think there's part of it is a diet issue for a lot of these guys. That's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother issue. I don't want to get
into it. Don't get on it. We're on a different weird topic.
No, yeah. But there's so much of this, like this weird, and they take it and they don't question the advice. It's just like, and it's so harmful, and they just keep on going for it, and then they get so mad at someone, and even people that were like I said, you listened to that video, they weren't like, ew,
gross,
I want to make out with a fucking whatever you are. She was just, no, I'm more into scrawny guys.
Yeah. Activated.
And the thing is, he had to be the one filming this, right?
Yes, it was him. And then there was a guy with a microphone that either he worked with or worked that worked for him. I don't know.
If I got caught on camera having a breakdown like this, I would be like deleted immediately. Right?
That was 100%.
That will never see the light of day.
Yes. I have totally. There's been times I'm making videos where I get too mad and I'm like, that right. looks insane. No,
it's not the first time you've seen videos like this where they've posted it on their own because they all they care about, they're these attention. They just want the attention, right? Yeah. They're like, and they're so convinced that they were in the right.
I 100% think he thinks he cooked in that video.
He's like, look at what I did right here.
Got her.
Watch. Got her.
I bet she feels stupid. I'm like, no, she doesn't. You look stupid.
I mean, it goes back to the last video. Self-aware, so much like lack of self-awareness is a real issue.
I mean, and also like they will listen to any strange man on the internet giving them advice, but they won't even ask their own partners if they have one. Mm-hmm. So it's like, guys, what are we doing? Like there's never been a woman. Okay, never say never. There's one out there. There's one out there. But almost never has a woman had this interaction where she says something, the guy freaking explodes, I guess, in this case. And then she's like, you know what? Actually, I changed my mind. I would love to go with you. Now that you've just said all this weird drama, like people being dead and talked about your wealth and your wiener, like I'd love to leave this beach with you. Never, ever, but maybe once has that happened.
There was a similar video where... I remember where it was somewhere on social media. There's just so much trash online, but this was funny, where they brought up the fact that the data to this, it was like a street interview where they were bringing up that women were surveyed and like they're like an actual scientific about their preferred length of say of a guy. Once again, being because this is just
you're trying so hard not to trigger the lesbian.
Because him screaming out 8 inches and thick, as if it's like I know that. Well, that's I think the majority of women like the reality is that's not the preferred like.
That's
thing.
What it's, I've heard. There's a every point of the man. Rumor.
Yeah, every man is like, this is I have to have the biggest penis ever to be impressive because and that's only impressive to other men, right? Or it's because of they've been once again. I don't want to get on. I'm not like on this weird anti-pornography. Like I'm not like a zealot as far as that. But it is weird. There's these guys. There was a psychiatrist. There was somebody that studies on this kind of stuff that talked about how. The guys that get fucked up by pornography, it's not the pornography. It's a lot of other underlying issues that they have that they seek out. So it's like he was talking about how, why there is no such thing as a pornography addiction. He was like, clinically, it was a really fascinating thing. And he broke down. It was not a red pill guy. It was not a weird guy. It was not like he was defending it, but he was explaining why. In like the DSM-5, why psychologically, from a clinical standpoint, it's not a pornography addiction. It's a an issue that it's like an abuse issue. It's a where they're seeking out like they're craving power. It's all there's other kind of things that go into it that kind of will manifest. I'm doing a terrible job explaining this. All right, but so don't quote me on the study. But he talked about how it manifests sometimes where it looks like one. Mm-hmm. But I think that you have a lot of these guys where they manifest in it, and as a result of it, they hyper focus on what they only see online, and they think that is what the only way a woman's going to be happy is if they have this one type of body, this one type of look, this one type of thing, when the reality is, and it goes forever, the whole 666 conversation of, she wants six pack, six figures, six pack abs.
I've never heard this.
Oh, you haven't heard? It was a big thing.
I was
for
like,
a while.
The devil?
No, where they're like, women only want a guy that is 6 feet tall, has makes six figures, and has six-pack abs, or they'll sometimes throw in six-inch penis for it in there.
So we don't know which six.
We don't know which ones. One of those, it's three of those. The two that are for sure are always 6 foot and six figures.
Of course.
The abs or penis that get flip-flopped around. Yeah, you know how they go. The whole thing, I remember I did a video years ago breaking down. I was like, how dumb this argument that women only want. I was like, if this were the case, there'd be like 3% of men in relationships.
Right.
The reality is most guys in relationships don't fit this mold. So it might be that that's not the thing. That's not What's holding you back?
It might be that you're looking for a reason that you cannot change. Well, anatomy is hard to change. Right. For why you can't get with women.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels. Because half the time these guys don't have the thing. Mm-hmm. Like you, I think a lot of people could get into, if they, unless they have something that like going on with their body that they can't, mm-hmm. like a lot of people, like if you just really cleaned out your diet and worked out a ton, like you could be mm-hmm. more like, I would think, but it's mm-hmm. like, these dudes don't do that. Like mm-hmm. they're not even doing the ones that they can like do something about. So it's like, mm-hmm. do you just want a reason that you think you can't be with women?
Right. That's exactly it. It's they want an easy excuse because the other admitting that it might be their personality is rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a hard thing to cope with. It's like, they, oh, or it could even, not even their personality, but it's like the fact that they have like an active open hatred of women.
Right.
Do you think that might be
the, you know, you hate them and you like put mm-hmm. all these memes out there and you're like constantly degrading them online and, mm-hmm. and when you're giving them dirty looks, you think maybe that could be it?
Do you think it could be part of it that like mm-hmm. when women are saying like, hey, I'm not going to fucking vote for someone that I'm not going to date someone that voted for someone like Donald Trump. Right. That because that means so, and it's not because of politics or blah, 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 blah. No. Because of all that goes entails with mm-hmm. that. Maybe it's not that you don't have a six pack, Jonathan. Right?
Jonathan, I don't know how to tell you this. You are a shit person.
Yeah. it's not your salary.
Your tummy.
It might be your height.
Said the 6'5" man. I'm not even trying to be a jerk. It's like, what do you bring to the table though?
Right.
Because so often, like, these men aren't being good partners. Mm-hmm. Like, these men aren't paying attention. These men aren't mm-hmm. like planning fun dates or like making women feel special. Like, there are so many things to bring to the table outside of your height mm-hmm. and your finances. Like, there's so much you could do to be a good partner mm-hmm. and you don't. And so like, I think this idea that just you existing, you should have a partner isn't right. realistic, because even women have to be good. Like, I do think mm-hmm. that men will sleep with a woman easier, like, than women will sleep mm-hmm. with men often, because of lots of reasons. But I think being an actual partner, being in a relationship, like, women have to be good partners too.
Right. I think that's the key is like, the dating sucks for everyone. Like, I think, yes. I don't think there's very few people that are that you talk to and be like, I fucking love dating. Like, it's every yes. single date is great. Everyone goes fantastic. This is wonderful. No, and it stinks too. Like, you could be a good person. There are good yeah. people
sure.
that are exist out there that are just striking out. And that's because humans, it should be hard. Because theoretically, if you're going to pair up, if you believe in monogamy, right, sure. and you want to be in a monogamous relationship forever, you're probably not going to find them on the first 20 tries, right? That's right. it. You might get lucky. Some people, I know people that have been married for 20, 30 years and they met in high school, mm-hmm. right? That's lucky them, right? That's sure. not the reality though. But most of the time you're probably going to have to go, and sometimes you're going to break up, and sometimes it's going to be simply because you didn't vibe. Right? There was just nothing there. Right. There's you can break. And there's so many people that stay in relationships for an unhealthy amount of time because the other person didn't. Well, they're not doing anything wrong.
Right. I don't have a good enough reason.
I don't have a reason to break up with them. Yeah. Eventually you get to the point where you're like, fuck, we've been together for 3 years and we don't even.
I can't stand this.
I guess we should get married.
God, I don't like anything about them. I guess we should get married.
That'll fix it, right? I'm sure that'll make it. And that's why you see people, that happens a lot of times where they'll be together for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, I guess we're supposed to get married.
Or a baby.
Yeah. And then it ends up falling apart because they're like, oh, we should have broken up like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, we're taught in our society that you need this like huge reason to not be right. with someone, when the reality is, it's just, you know, that's the whole point of dating, is finding someone that you actually do like being around, that you want to.
I honestly think, like, especially with that beach video, so bad.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of men who, as much as they say they're not emotional, like, are highly emotional mm-hmm. and like can't handle rejection from mm-hmm. women. I don't probably think they handle rejection, like any form of rejection even. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm sure they don't with other men. I'm sure that would hurt their feelings as well. But it's like the second they have some form of rejection, they're like, well, F all women then. I don't ever want to be with them. All women suck. Like, they'll hate the entire gender off of one bad experience. And let's say they had a genuinely terrible experience and a woman treated them horrifically. Half the time, I think it's not.
Despite what the guys in our comment section say, I do believe that bad women exist. Like,
of course, every gender.
There are
gender spectrum.
There are terrible people across the gender spectrum.
Assholes, genderless.
Yes, there are trans people that are terrible. There are non-binary individuals. There are people of all genders across the way that are not good people.
100%. And you just can't
allow
that. Do I believe
there's more men that are a little bit
more... Hey, if we're getting serious.
We're going to get a little serious.
But, like, you can't let that, taint the entire gender for you. It's like, I feel like so many men... Like, you'll hear guys in their fucking 30s or 40s talking about their high school. Mm-hmm. Like, the girl that broke their heart, the one that got away. Chesco, I need you to. I've had people who say I'm the one that got away as a lesbian. Like, that's crazy work. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That is absolutely hilarious. What do you mean? I was trying not to laugh. I was like, that is genuinely funny.
You're like, I can't be. That makes. But it's like this perception. It's usually the ones when they were younger. But
if only if I had done more, could have saved you. Could have stopped you from turning. I don't know when she turned
like a vampire.
That's what happens, right?
She got bit by a lesbian in college. But really, you'll hear them talk about the one that broke their heart in high school. And you're like, dude, if I was broken by I have dated a ton of men. Like, if I was shattered by every man that ever did something terrible to me, I wouldn't be here. Like, there's just no way. So it's like, it's so strange the way that so many of these toxic men like have a one bad experience and just can't get over it. Like, maybe they don't feel comfortable talking about it. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's like, you can't hate all of women. Like, you can't hate a huge half ish of the population because one girl broke your heart in high school. That's crazy to me.
And I think that there's so many things stem back from this weird separation where men don't feel like they can have any friends that are women.
Yes.
Right? 'Cause if your only exposure to women has been like peripheral and then your one close exposure was to someone that broke your heart or did you dirty or cheated on you.
They're terrible.
Then it's like, oh, wow. Then I could see where that comes from. And that's why it's so, so important. Like, you do see well-meaning people online that'll say like, no, you can't be friends with somebody. And it's online. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Like, almost every guy I know that's like, if they were single, that I'd be comfortable. And they're not, to be fair, there's not a huge number of them that I know. But they're all married, right? First off, the ones that I would feel comfortable hooking somebody up for the most part. The common denominator is that they all have friends that are women. Every single one of them. And I'm not saying there aren't good guys that do not have that in there, but it's like you often hear the reasoning behind it is like you'll see these videos from couple, like usually kind of like religious couples that are like, well, you hear about the number one reason someone broke up is because they had a friend at work that was another gender and they were alone with them and all of a sudden they started straying. It's like,
that's cheating.
That's called, yeah, it was like, that has nothing to
do. Is that friendship?
With having a friend that was them, and if the only thing keeping them with you is by creating this weird artificial boundary,
this
where
bubble.
They cannot ever be alone, because if they are, they will cheat on you. You should probably break up. Like, that's not a healthy relationship.
And the other side of that is that it then takes the focus away from like cheating and like the man actively choosing to cheat with a coworker or whatever else. It becomes like, it's just, if they're around them, there's nothing they can do. They'll cheat.
You can't break up. You can't leave me. I made the mistake of being alone with it. I didn't make the mistake of cheating.
Yeah, that was against
the mistake. I did the mistake of being alone with them, and her temptress ways drew me in. What was I going to do? I couldn't say no and be rude.
What was I meant to say? No, I was being polite.
Well, and it's always like I get so fucking pissed when people are like, try to pretend like cheating is like an accident. Like, there's It's like there's 27 accidents in a row that had to happen.
Hey, preaching to the choir. That's what I always say. I'm like, no. This was a million choices. This was not one choice.
Yeah, it was not like you just slipped and fell inside of another person. Like that is not.
That's wild.
What happens? I don't even think that like physically that is possible, right?
I can't imagine.
There was a banana peel on the floor, and all of a sudden,
oh no, the wind tunnel took.
We had sex
off
for an hour.
Twice.
It's
epidemic.
I just kept tripping and pulling off her clothes and undoing her.
Your shirt. Oh, your bra. Oh no.
Yeah. Yep. It's like there's no fucking way. I genuinely, I don't know. Maybe that's a hot take, but I don't think there's ever been an accidental cheating. like I don't.
There
think
was a twin sister.
I get yeah. But, all right, there you go. Maybe we found the exception where there was an evil twin.
But you should still know the difference between how they behave.
Right. Right. Hopefully.
Please.
Hopefully. No, not if you're only focused on yourself, though.
Let's not write excuses for these men. Yeah. I thought it was you, but.
Yeah, he's like, she finally listened to what I've been saying I wanted. Not her.
Oh, my God. That's enough. I think we've done enough here.
All right.
Thank you for listening to this. You know what? We had an inappropriate pre-show. We talked about.
Yeah.
We weren't inappropriate. We were talking about.
It was in a weird mindset for. Yeah.
And here we are talking about banana peels and things.
We were not as careful in the pre-show. I think we were somewhat careful in the pre-show, but not this careful.
Well, this is a tee-hee-ha. That one was a call out. This is much more fun. Well, friends, thank you so much for being here. As you know, we have the Patreon where we do a pre-show. Today's was rough. You can check that out. We called out some bad behavior. And you can check out our socials. Anything else, Chesco?
Bye. Love
bye.
You.
Love bye. You. Bye.